Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
A lot of buildup today, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
First time ever, the belt goes to hopefully me. That's all I got.
All right.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where Are They Whining? And here's how it works.
What happened?
Kimmy's got a post on the neighborhood app. You folks send them to her. We greatly appreciate it. She removes all street names and town references, but there's still enough in there, Tommy.
Yeah.
Enough details
that if you choose.
When you listen,
you have to listen.
You'll be able to figure out what town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester this post is from. You're going to call us at 252-WCMF when a phone line opens, and you're going to tell us where they whining. We had a winner last week.
Yeah, Armand.
Armand won last
week.
Yeah,
he's got a three-way tie for the most stars with you and Tommy.
God, I hate that guy.
He's got five stars.
Yeah,
he's got
that was five his stars. Fifth star.
19th Ward Armand, they call him around here. All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
There's a lot on the line today. Because you know the person
belt.
The first holder of the belt.
Yeah. That's going to be bragging rights forever.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Kimmy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's belt this bitch up! Rock!
Woo! You Ric Flair?
Woo! Where they whining?
I love how every time I log on here, I see people complaining about small businesses closing, especially our longtime bakeries. Of course, we're all sad to see them go, but what you're all failing to understand is that you're the problem with the clappy emojis. Because for every how sad blank is closing post I see the same amount of home bakers advertising on here as well. You home bread makers are hammering the final nail into the coffin of our hardworking local bakeries that have been around for decades. And yet, here comes Sally, who has way too much time on her hands with her lousy homemade sourdough orders every week, selling, it's a long sentence, selling to all her neighbors and friends. You know who's not going to spend money at staples like blank or blank? Everyone eating Sally's unregulated cookies and bread.
Unregulated.
Have you seen her kitchen? How can you be sure that person is doing everything above board? Has the health department been to her home to inspect those conditions? I don't think so. Just think about it. The next time you decide to pay a coworker or friend for their homemade goods, you're putting someone who actually contributes to their community and pays taxes out of business. The home baker boom is hurting all of us, and you can't tell me their stuff comes close to the products perfected by generations of professional bakers. Your neighbor bringing over a homemade loaf of bread used to just be something nice you did out of the kindness of your heart for free. Now it's a hobby for a bunch of greedy people that just need attention.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What are you thinking?
Very angry man.
Oh, I hear woman.
Oh, I hear man.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's it. When
you hear Kimmy's voice, I get a more manly feel.
I don't know what that means.
It's an insult.
He's
a direct insult.
Okay.
Could not have been more insulting to your voice.
I don't know
She's
many.
Bad, bad.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Don't know many men that use the clappy emojis.
Oh, she's right.
Yeah.
I use it.
Do you talk
to
like
you?
This?
Oh, so maybe I should change my. So maybe it's a woman?
Sure. Whatever, okay. All right. Whatever hear, my friend. Whatever you hear.
This stuck with me right away.
Oh, did it?
Yep. Because I was thinking like bakeries that have closed, like some traditional places that have gone down.
Like your mom. Sorry.
Well, why are you picking on my mom?
Because she's a whore. What were you saying?
Because she uses the clappy emoji because she has the clap.
No, she had the clap, but I got
it. I already got there.
From your mom.
Brighton.
Wait, really?
But really?
You went with Brighton.
I went with Brighton.
I was confident I was going to lose my pick, and you went with Brighton.
Wait, you don't like my pick? Again? My pick sucks? Again?
Well, no, he liked your one pick a little too much, and that's what got him disqualified the other week.
Bro, this is a dunk. This is the easy.
Oh, so you have the dunk.
I got the dunk.
Okay.
Bro, the clappy emoji itself.
Hold on. Hold the belt now so you'll have
it. Oh, I'm not jinxing anything.
Oh, no, you had the pick.
Bro, you're not even on the right side of the river. How did you screw this up so bad? There are two towns potentially where this lands.
There's bakeries all over the place.
I understand, but there are keys here, man.
That's a well-written letter.
This is
West. It ain't no brainiac on the West Side spitting out that letter.
This is West Side.
I ain't doing no damn bacon.
This is as West Side as it gets.
Really?
First of all,
because I heard English.
All of the Italian bakeries that have closed over the last couple of years. Second of all, no one on the East Side claps with their heads and talks like this. Every girl I went to high school with, and my sister to this day, in her 30s.
That's not how you. First of all, that's not how your sister sounds.
How's she sound?
No, go.
No, I got it. You tell me.
When she's at the Eyed Family dealership.
Bro, all right.
Where is it? Jesus
I want
Christ.
This belt so bad.
Build up.
In his head right now.
No, but it's too obvious, but Kimmy may.
But he can't say the two towns because then he'll get disqualified.
Well, you got to take the obvious town or the other pick?
They whining. In Greece.
Oh, my God.
It's Greece. It's got to be.
You take the most chalk.
It's got to be.
Base
Bro,
pick.
It's as simple can be. Closed bakeries, Italian bakeries, homemade bakers. Talk like this. That's Greece, bro. That's as Greece gets. All right.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only.
What is
that? You get one pick. If you are on hold and hear someone pick before, pick the. I'm so excited about the belt. Pick your town before you get to say it. You got two options. Hang up the phone.
Okay.
Right? Try again next week. We won't be mad. Or pick another town. Mm. If we pick up the phone and you say, I was going to say, but then it went, you have been disqualified. And the commissioner gets all final say. And again, this will be the first time ever we are awarding the WCMF World Champion Where They Whining
so
belts.
Cool.
Woody, kick us off Where They Whining, buddy.
They whining in the Coit.
Oh.
I don't know where that is. That's not a place.
It is a thing. We've already been over this.
Yep.
That the Coit is synonymous throughout the Rochester listening area as the Coit. We know this. In fact, the Chamber of Commerce has been looking into starting sponsoring my Kiss Me in the Coit camp.
Wait, you want us to give you a kiss of the Coit?
You can kiss me wherever.
Okay.
Right in the Coit.
All right, so we got you for a Rod Nicoy, Woody. Thank you for the call. Bro, how are we not selling Kiss Me in the Coit t-shirt? I hate it, but I would buy that
Come
t-shirt.
On.
All right, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Caleb. Caleb, where they whining?
We're going to go with Sedgefield.
Why are you guys going east side?
Because you're stupid. That's why.
Yeah,
am I stupid? Am I stupid, Caleb?
I'm so stupid.
Yes, you are stupid. Yes, you are stupid.
Why?
Because he hears the intelligence in that letter. That's a college-educated person.
You live on the east side. You talk for a living. You can't put together sentences.
Yeah, but I don't really live there because it's my wife's house.
He's not original east side, though.
Right, okay. That's right.
Caleb, why Penfield?
I like the east side for this. I think you're off. I don't think this is west side. This gets uppity east side vibes for me.
Pete, women on the east side don't know how to bake.
Well, you might have a point there.
Okay, thank you, Caleb. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Big Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, I think they're whining in Brockport.
Why Brockport?
Because the bridge has been out for almost 3 years, and some of the businesses are closed up. And
they had to throw the buns across the canal.
Man, I mean, Steve, you sound like a great guy. Leave it up to, like, the angry old man. Well, we're talking bakery. The bridge has been closed for 3 years. Don't even get me started about the taxes.
Hey, I live right out here, brother.
Steve, we got you for Brockport, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, we want to give someone that has a legitimate chance at the belt
okay.
a shot here.
All right.
But all we have is Christine. She's on CMF. Christine, where are they winding?
Zing.
Hi, Tommy. Looking nice. Like the shoes.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to say Henrietta.
Why Henrietta?
Because I think you have a lot of bakers, bake sales.
Kitchens.
You have.
More bake accessories.
More dough.
Very, very. Tommy, I'm trying to give you a compliment. Now you're blowing it.
Yeah, Tommy. You don't want to blow a compliment from Christine. It's worth its weight in gold.
It's going to be so sad when you're not the one that's going to get that belt this time.
Okay, I can't think of a single mom-and-pop bakery that has closed in Henrietta in the last 15 years. Can you?
It doesn't have to be closed in Henrietta, dummy.
Wow.
Wow. You just got dummied. It's so brutal.
She didn't. The post did not say anything about closing in their area.
Okay.
So, Henrietta.
All right, Christine.
Watch her hit.
I would love to keep doing this, but I am so
annoyed.
She's going to
hit.
Thank you for the call, Christine.
She's going to hit.
She's not going to hit.
She's going to hit.
Christine sucks. Christine sucks. She's the worst part of this game.
That's what she's going to hit.
I hate everything about Christine. And I wish she'd lose can we change our phone number and tell everybody but Christine? Is that legal? All right, 252-WCMF. We'll get one more in before we go for a reread from Kimmy. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to say Hilton.
Why Hilton?
Next to Greece, close proximity to where I think it is, the store is. I think it's Hilton. Another thing, Tommy, you're a moron because Brighton was last week, so it couldn't be Brighton.
Oh, no! Tracksuit douchebag effed up! Someone call his mommy!
She's dead.
By the way, Mike, it sounds like you didn't want to pick Hilton. Was there another town you were aiming for?
I was Hilton
the whole time. Okay,
always
Mark.
Hilton.
All right, yeah, Mark, whatever you say, buddy. Yep. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks just joining
sure
us?
Sure can.
Thank you. Don't you stop right now.
I love it.
So bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I love how every time I log on here, I see people complaining about small businesses closing, especially our longtime bakeries. Of course, we're all sad to see them go, but what you're all failing to understand is that you're the problem. Clap emojis. Because for every how sad blank is closing post I see the same amount of home bakers advertising on here as well. You home bread makers are hammering the final nail into the coffin of our hardworking local bakeries that have been around for decades. And yet, here comes Sally, who has way too much time on her hands with her lousy homemade sourdough orders every week, selling to all her neighbors and friends. You know who's not going to spend money at staples like blank or blank? Everyone eating Sally's unregulated cookies and bread. Have you seen her kitchen? How can you be sure this person is doing everything above board? Has the health department been to her home to inspect those conditions? I don't think so. Just think about it next time you decide to pay a coworker or friend for their homemade goods. You're putting someone who actually contributes to their community and pays taxes out of business. The home baker boom is hurting all of us, and you can't tell me their stuff comes close to the products perfected by generations of professional bakers. Your neighbor bringing over a homemade loaf of bread used to just be something nice you did out of the kindness of your heart for free. Now it's a hobby for a bunch of greedy people that just need attention.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is in Brighton, despite the fact that that was last week's winner. I am in Greece. Woody is in Arondakoit working on trademarking his Kiss Me in the Coit t-shirts. Caleb is in Penfield. Big Steve is out in Brockport. The bridge has been out for 3 years. I live right around the corner of that bridge. Christine is in Henrietta. Mark is in Hill. And look, I will say this to everybody on hold.
Yeah.
There is a juicy-ass target still available.
Big pick on the board?
Juicy
Ooh,
ass.
Juicy pick.
Big old ass of juice. I can't believe we are 7 picks in and nobody's taken.
Oh.
252 WCMF. We will give Cody the opportunity to take that juicy pick. Cody, where they whining, buddy?
Going Pittsburgh.
You blew it, you dick. Why Pittsburgh?
The only one who blew it here is you. You took the most obvious one, which is actually wrong.
Took the most obvious one.
It's actually wrong.
It's actually wrong.
Anyway, Pittsburgh, lots and lots and lots of farmer markets. All of them, every single one, multiple people selling homemade
he,
bread.
He doesn't go to farmer's markets. He goes to farmer markets. It's just one farmer selling you a kumquat.
You've also got the Oven Door Bakery in Pittsburgh, which recently closed, which is probably the one they're complaining about, not the trap that you fell in.
Sure, sure,
you
sure.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Cody's coming in aggressive. Bro,
dumbass.
I already got elbows
I think
up.
This belt is really, you know, really up in the game here.
I hate.
We're getting the trash talk and everything.
We already spent.
What's it?
Brutal.
It has been brutal, bro.
Totally brutal.
All right, so Cody, I don't know why I'm wasting your time because Pittsburgh's not even close. It also sounds like you're in a hurricane, so we're going with Pittsburgh?
Yes, Pittsburgh.
Okay, great, Cody. Thank you for the call. Bye. We got you for Pittsburgh. All right. We have a very unique situation.
What's the matter?
We are slammed with mics.
Oh, really? Not even Saturday night.
We have three mics on hold.
Yeah.
So we're going to go on a mic run.
Again, for Saturday night.
It's a charity mic run. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We will answer the calls in the
order of mics.
The order of mics in which they've been waiting. Mic one, where are they whining?
Oh, are you there?
Got
yeah,
you,
yeah,
buddy.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, mic one.
Oh, good morning. It's old man Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Mikey, what's up?
I'm going to guess Fairport.
Fairport. Why Fairport?
High rent district. They can't afford to stay in business. The rent's too high. You know, all the moms making their homemade stuff, stealing their business.
Nah, I mean, bro, all the moms are playing pickleball in the middle of the day. They don't have time to make sourdough and muffins and stuff like that.
That's your opinion.
That's your opinion. That's your
buddy, this is old Mike talking.
All right, Mike, we got you for Fairport. All right, 252-WCMF. Let's see if Mike 2 is more pleasant. Right. Let's talk to Mike 2. Mike 2, where are they whining?
Hey, I think they're whining in East Rochester.
Why East Rochester?
Because it's the west side of the east side.
As Tommy likes to say.
It is. It's like a little piece of the west side floated over when all those continents were being formed with the Ice Age.
Okay, so I'm not super familiar with East Rochester. Have there been mom-and-pop bakeries?
Well, the big one's Leo's. I mean, it's the biggest one in
And they're
town.
Open. I was there Sunday night.
Yeah, they're wide open.
It was so sweet, so sweet.
Oh, yeah. They should run with that.
Mike, I feel like you screwed up, buddy.
Yeah.
I might have. I had two, but that's what I'm going with.
Okay, what was your other one?
I'm not going to say.
Mike, two, thanks for the call. In wasting time with the first two mics?
Yeah.
Maybe those mics took Mike 3's pick.
We've lost Mike 3.
We lost Mike 3.
Yeah,
he's gone.
Yeah, he died. Mike 3 is dead.
Is there any way we can reach him?
No,
he's gone.
But he's dead. I don't know where we're going with this. I think George Eastman would know. All right, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, maybe Mike 3 heard his town taken and followed your suggestion and just hung up and wait till next week.
See, I always say it's not going to hurt our feelings, but it kind of hurt my feelings.
I'm going to go with Gates.
There it is.
That's your juice?
Nope, that's not what I'm saying. Barber, why Gates?
Reason being, because they may not have been right in Gates, but they're in the periphery. Petrillo and Fedeli Bakeries both closed this year.
Okay, all right. Oh. Barber, we got you for Gates, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Damn, people are dropping like flies over here, Kimmy.
Oh, my gosh, terrible.
I feel like that was the pick everyone was waiting on, because as soon as that one hit, pachoo, flying out of here. Let's get another lady in here. Alicia, where are they whining?
I'm going to say Webster.
Why Webster?
Because I see a lot of posts for these ladies that are selling their homemade bakeries. This person kind of sounds snooty, like they only support, you know, only the finest of the best bakeries.
Only the finest of the best.
Yeah. Number one best.
But yeah.
Like the finest of the best.
I see them all over Webster, the homemakers, so why not?
Okay. Lisa, we got you for Webster, 252 WCMF. Now we're all loaded up on Steve's, bro.
Oh, my God. What are you going to do this weekend?
The run on Steve's.
252 WCMF. Steve won. Where are they whining?
Good morning. I'm going with the Park Ave neighborhood.
Oh, wait, Park Ave. Why Park Ave?
I just feel like this is in the city. Park Ave just seems a lot of small businesses over that way. It's just a hunch. I'm going with Park Ave.
Uh-oh.
Is there a bakery on Park Ave?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
There is?
Yeah. Baker Street Bakery is one. It's really good.
Oh,
I like it. Yeah, that's actually not a terrible. Now I'm starting to get nervous. That's not a terrible pick. Damn it, Steve won. All right, Steve won. Thanks for the call. 252 WCMF. Let's get in Steve 2. Steve 2, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with South Wedge.
What? Damn it. Everyone's jumping out of the city now. All right. Why the South Wedge?
Well, I was going to pick the dirty town where you grew up, but that was already taken.
Kimmy, he just said, I was going to pick the dirty town where you grew up. Is that a disqualification? He said, I was going to pick the dirty town where you grew up. We wait. Ah, you're out of here, other Steve. I'm sorry, buddy. It's Kimmy's call. He hung up. Ah, screw it. All right, South Wedge is still on the board.
Okay.
All right, we are super late, and I need a lot of time to celebrate with the bill.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. All right, so as much as I would love to talk to the rest of you, we have to get to our winner from last week. He is in a three-way tie for number one stars, and he sucks. God, this guy sucks. Like, outside of this game, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
But the more I hear him in this game, the more I hate him. Ladies and gentlemen.
Who we got?
Live from the Ben Hole.
Uh-oh.
Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
Live from the Ben Hole, and I'll probably DQ myself.
Oh.
But I'm going to go with, God damn it, Victor.
Damn. Well, why Victor?
Because that's all I got left to pick, and I really want to, you know, beef with Tommy this week, but y'all short on time. You know, I heard Tommy hated me. I really used to like the guy, but, you know, his tracksuit stinks.
Your tracksuit stinks! Can we turn that into a promo?
Your tracksuit
stinks. His tracksuit stinks.
Yeah, Victor's the best I got for you.
All right, Armand, hey, way to come in like a champion, buddy. Yeah, thanks for the call.
Dud.
Have a good rest of the day.
Okay, so I got two calls.
Yes.
People saying that Pat should have disqualified himself.
No.
What did I miss,
you
Tommy?
You didn't miss anything. Tommy? You were on there.
I turned to you.
No,
because I did not hear
if you,
Pat said something along the lines of that was the other pick.
No, I did not say that. Nothing happened.
Yeah, he kind of
did.
What did he say? I need to hear Tommy's recap.
I don't have the transcripts.
Done.
Because I kind of thought he did. Yeah.
You were there.
It was
You're
a foot
not
fault.
Helping.
It was a foot
I wasn't here. I was on the phone.
Yeah, so you didn't hear it. He's got nothing. Done.
Well, no, somebody must have heard it. That's listening.
People heard something.
Okay, well,
I've not gotten a clear story.
People call to disqualify me every week. Look, we're super late. It's 32. We're already 2 minutes over. No.
I got to call.
We have to go. No. So help me God.
You may not have.
I didn't.
It was kind
I
of
didn't.
A,
I didn't do
you
it.
You were close. It was kind of a footfall.
Really? Tell me what it was.
I don't watch a lot of U.S. tennis.
U.S. tennis? Hey, you watching that big U.S. tennis
hey,
tournament?
Hey, don't get a little smug there. Get a little fast.
What'd I say? Nothing.
I don't
you
remember.
You got nothing. Nothing. Kimmy, we're super late. We got to get out of here. We're super late. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Am I taking line one? Yeah, okay, all right. Mark, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
You kept implying that there's another town out there that's a home run.
Okay.
The guy said, and then you said, that there it is.
I don't remember saying that.
You did say
you
there
don't
it
know.
Is.
You don't know. You heard it.
Yeah, that's what
I
you said.
That's not what I said. You cannot do this. You cannot. This is horse crap.
Goodbye, Bell.
By the way.
Bye, Bell boy.
Okay, you were walking a fine line earlier because you put that hockey stick down. I was
picking
down.
Up the hockey stick.
Because you said there are two towns in between.
Yes, that's
and
fair.
And then when somebody picked it, you said there it is.
No, I didn't say there it is. You can't prove it. You didn't hear it, and you didn't hear it.
No, that's how I remember.
By the way, you want the worst part? We got caller ID. Mark here, I went to high school with him. You think I wouldn't see that, you bitch? Ah!
No, he's right. That's what you said.
When I find you, so help me God, Mark.
But did you say there
no,
it is?
No, I didn't. I don't remember. Find
see,
it.
You said there
you
was.
You have no proof.
I will. I'll
you
find
have no
it.
Proof. You
I'll
can't.
I'll find it. We'll go to replay. I'll find it.
Oh, yeah. It's on tape. She'll take it
it's
up.
It's on tape.
Pull the tape up.
See you at the reunion, buddy.
You out.
You did this to yourself.
Last year, Pat.
Bye, Mark.
And twice now you've disqualified.
We got other people calling to verify.
I did not disqualify myself. All right.
Why did you imply that there was another town you were going to pick?
I didn't say it. What?
Yeah, you said there's another juicy pick out there. Then you said, there it is.
Yep.
You did say that.
Oh, really? Because you couldn't say that a second ago.
I forgot.
I forgot.
The show moves so fast.
You were not here. You were not here. He can't remember. I'm going to hit you with a hockey stick. I swear to God. All right. Just get it over with then. This show. Shut up. This show sucks.
Are you yelling at the buzzer?
All right.
Look at all these calls. People are saying we're
right. Yeah, because everybody's a dick.
Yeah.
Hit the effing button and let's go home.
Spencer Ward, Yates, Henrietta, where they whining?
No, this is horse.
All right. This week we had a lot of good guesses.
Oh, wow.
A lot of good guesses. But we don't have a winner.
Oh, no.
Why, Kimmy?
So. Belt is
why?
Cold.
The belt this week remains nameless.
Why
so
don't we have a winner? Cold. Why don't we have a winner?
Because they whining in green.
No.
Give me the belt right now.
My
give
God.
Me the effing belt.
You
this is horse crap. I did not this one. Give me the belt. Give me the belt.
Oh, my God.
Belt is not yours, my friend.
You did it to yourself.
You've disqualified yourself. Twice.
I didn't disqualify myself.
Twice in the last
this is crap.
Rule. You
this
came up
crap.
With these rules and you can't follow them.
You can't even follow your own rules.
I'm done.
Another juicy pick on the board. There it is.
This is garbage. You didn't hear
that
it.
Was
you
my
didn't
other
hear
pick.
It.
I
did not happen. I did not say that was my other pick. I did not say that.
This might as well.
Give me the belt right now.
You can come take it.
I'm
going to
take
them.
That
doesn't
is my
mean
belt.
Anything.
That is
belt.
My
that's stolen belt.
Belt
count. Valor.
I will no longer play this game. Until the rules are distributed.
We'll go to the replay. We can play it in the next
You're doing
break.
Really good at not playing this game.
You know what you're doing? Mr. Brighton?
Disqualifying yourself. What?
Try Brighton again next week.
Yeah, I may.
Yeah, very good. We're going to take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
This is horse crap.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And I'm done with your stupid games.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, this is bad.
What happened?
This is embarrassing. This guy's been on a rough run, which sucks because he is one of the most talented, I think, human beings in show business.
Oh, really?
But women will break your heart. Women will change your life. Women will make you do crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
And he has now sunk to this.
Oh, no.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. I do think that when it comes to like an all-around entertainer, Will Smith does not get enough credit.
Well, yeah, he's done it all.
Hit TV show.
Yeah.
Sold a ton of records as one of the first like nationally recognized hip-hop artists.
He did
artists.
Win an Academy Award, right?
What did he win it for? Pursuit of Happiness.
He's been nominated a few times, so okay. I don't know which one he actually won it for.
So not only that, he had a renaissance in his music career with the Men in Black albums and the Big Willie style and all that stuff, right? I mean, he's become like he was a beloved Hollywood star.
Yeah.
And then...
what happened now?
Well, things with his wife got a little crazy. As we remember, Jada Pinkett Smith, she also may be a little bit nuts. She exposed that she was having sex with other men in their relationship. Mm-hmm. There was a video where he was crying.
Yeah, they had a podcast, right, together?
Something like that.
Then he assaulted Chris Rock on live television.
Over the whole thing with his wife. That was really bad. Yeah. So Will Smith is looking to restart his career.
Okay.
After everything that had happened. And he's starting with a brand new album.
Oh, okay.
First album in 20 years. It is called, I just had it, Based on a True Story. And he put up a video to promote it. He'll be going on tour.
Oh.
And to promote the tour, he put up this video with a caption, "My favorite part of the tour is seeing you all up close. Thanks for seeing me too."
Okay.
And it's concert footage that is obviously AI.
Oh. No.
It is a full arena of him singing to people, rapping to people. People are holding up signs, inspirational signs to Will Smith, like, "You help me beat cancer. You can make it. You help me survive cancer. Thanks, Will." That was created by somebody in his camp.
So it's completely fabricated.
It is 100% AI. And I don't know if he filmed this in front of a green screen.
Right.
Or he himself is also AI.
Oh, that could also be. It was just a promotional thing.
It's one of the saddest things I've ever seen. And it would have been okay.
Yeah.
Had you not included the obvious AI man holding a sign that said, "You help me beat cancer." Because like you could argue, like, hey, he hasn't been on tour in 20 years. We had to, you know, promotional footage, whatever. Yeah. But like,
what does the crowd look like, too, like age-wise?
They all look like our age people.
Like you?
Me and Kim A, maybe a little older.
30s, 40s.
Yeah.
Okay.
30s, 40s, 50s. I don't know what I'm supposed to make of this.
Hmm. It doesn't sound good.
Okay. Because you could have just done it.
Well, because he hasn't gone on tour yet, right? So it's not even like, you know, he's making up for a tour stop that didn't do so well.
You're right.
This is just a, hey, I'm coming advertisement.
Counterpoint, though, you could have went overseas because it also looks like they're trying to make this look like it was in Europe.
You could have
gone overseas. You could have done a show for 5,000 people.
Yeah, sure.
Taking that footage. I mean, you know, bands used to do that for music videos all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then make your promo video out of that. But you didn't. You also created a guy holding a sign saying, "Will Smith, you help me beat cancer."
Well, maybe he did. I don't know how.
The AI guy? He had AI cancer.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's not good.
Hair's going around. Yeah, that's pretty pathetic.
Are people going to buy Will Smith's new album?
And he doesn't need the money.
Maybe he does.
How? Bro, that guy's got to be worth a ton.
I know.
So the reason he was on...
How many blockbusters has he
been in? Some of the biggest movies on the planet.
And some off the planet. The reason he did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and this is a true story, you can look it up.
Is dude, that's how you found him.
No, he was in such deep debt.
Oh. He was a kid.
Yeah, he was. Well, he had already had his rap career. Yeah. He had a couple albums before the Fresh Prince, and he didn't pay his taxes. He didn't know he had to.
Oh.
And he got that gig, and it saved him.
Yeah, but then after that, look at the run he's been on.
Now, look, you'd like to think that as you get older, you get better with your money. You figure it out, true. Right? But, I mean, maybe he's one of these guys that just spends.
Oh.
Or he just wants to be back in the limelight again.
Well, it could be. Isn't he getting a little old for this, though?
He's got to be close to 60.
Right? And he's doing, like, is he doing the same style of music?
So I haven't heard any of the music yet.
I mean, is he still rapping?
I think so. I've never heard him sing.
Hey, summertime in Philadelphia. It's crazy out there, baby. How about those Flyers? You think they're going to score this year, baby?
Well, they're going to score. I'll be playing 82 games.
Yeah.
I can get shut up.
So the answer is yes, then. I see you. Yeah. I remember when I helped you beat cancer there, buddy.
All right. So obviously.
For some reason, he's now from New York.
Well, you could get Philly out of it.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's not going to sell a ton of albums.
No.
Right, okay. But.
Well, who's going to go to the concert?
Well, nostalgia tours are huge, right?
All right.
Right? Backstreet Boys are selling out the Sphere. You got 98 Degrees that were just at the New York State Fair. Different.
Okay.
You know, level.
Yeah.
Will Smith did have a lot of fun hits for millennials. Is that going to be a show that millennials want to go relive their youth?
Oh, okay. That would work, though.
You can get jiggy with it. Do a Men in Black dance.
All right.
On Benito Amiyami.
All right. I know none of that.
You know the song.
I know Getting Jiggy.
I'm going to Miami.
That one.
Miami.
But do those songs hold up, though?
No. But neither do the Backstreet Boys songs, and they're selling out a ton of shows. Party in the city where the heat is on all night on the beach to the break of dawn. I'm going. See, I know every word to it.
Because I know that Miami tune, he talks about $100,000 car, everybody's got them.
Yeah.
You're going to have to really... That's not impressive anymore.
Well, no, he's actually right, though. Everybody does now have $100,000.
Oh, okay. All right. So it is, Even your mom has a $100,000 car.
What also helps his music, because it kind of goes hand in hand almost with his acting career. I don't know if you mentioned this, but like some of his songs were made for the movies he was in at the time. So they might have a little hang time.
Independence Day, baby. Welcome to Earth.
Men in Black.
Every one of his songs.
Wild West.
But every one of his songs is just an entire sample of a song from the 70s. A
funk
song.
Yeah.
Wild Wild West is Stevie Wonder. Men in Black was Forget Me Nots. Forget Me Nots. And then Miami was.
Was that for something or was that just.
Party in the City where the heat is on. All right, maybe he wrote that one. But other than that, Kimmy, would you go see Will Smith if he came to town?
Probably not. I'm not that interested. I think I'm more interested just in Will Smith as like the celebrity than I am as him as a musician.
All right, so Kimmy's out. But you would see the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
it's just like not music I feel like I have to see live.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like
I would see the Backstreet Boys again just because like I love them as a kid, but not because like I love the music.
That whole Chris Rock thing was so disturbing. And the fact he didn't pay enough of a price for assaulting somebody on live TV pissed me off.
You're going to lock him up.
I love Chris Rock, man.
Hey, man, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
What'd you hear? No, but, you know, that was such an a-hole move. And it was, like, pushed by his wife.
Yeah, no, I mean, everything about that
was
bad.
Just so weak.
It was the optics.
It was very strange.
Every angle was terrible.
Yeah, it almost looked like a joke, like it was a set-up bit.
And we came on the next day and said, we're just waiting
for
the
bit. It was.
Which, by the way, we're still waiting for.
Yeah,
the
gotcha.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.